The Gemara talks about Chor. Let's have a trick question. Who was Chor? Who exactly was Chor? So we know Rashi says in Chumash, he was the son of Miriam. Another place, Rashi says in Chumash, he was also the son of Miriam and Kalev. There's two Rashis in Chumash. In one place, Rashi says Benosha Miriam. And the other place, Rashi adds that Chor is the son of Miriam, and Chor is also the son of Kalev. It's interesting that Chor is really only mentioned twice in the Torah. And the two times that he's mentioned, he's given tremendous prominence. The first time is in the end of Parshas Beshalach. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua, p'char lanu anoshim, v'yitzei hilochim ba'amolik. Go fight a war against Amolik. Machar tamaru anoichi nitzav al roish ha'giva, u'mate ho'elikim b'yodi. Vayas Yeshua kasha amolim Moshe l'ilochim ba'amolik. U'moshe aharon v'chur olu l'roish ha'giva." So Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon HaKoyen, and a man named Chor, they go to the top of the mountain. And the pasuk says, "Vayikasha yorim Moshe yodei v'gavri Yisrael, v'kasha yoniach yodei v'gavri Amalek, v'dei Moshe kfeidim, v'yikhu ever v'yasimu tachtav, v'yishbal, v'harim v'chur tamtu v'yodim." Mizeh. So Aharon HaKohen is holding up one of Moshe's hands, Chor is holding up his other hand. This is the first time the Torah mentions this Yid by the name of Chor. The second time is an equally as prominent place. And the Parashas Mishpatim, after the Torah. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, ale elai ha'hara, v'heyei sham, v'etna l'cha eslucha yiso even, v'ha'torah, v'ha'mitzvah, asher kosavti l'hoiroise, v'yokum Moshe v'yohishua m'sharsoi, v'yal Moshe el haro Elohim. V'laskenim amar, shvu lanu bozeh, ad asher noshav aleichem, v'hine." Any questions that anyone's going to ask? Aharon v'chur imochem. Ask it to Aharon and Chor. Mi bal dvarin yigash alei. So Chor is in the same conversation as Moshe and Aharon. It's Moshe, Aharon, v'chur. Literally. Milchemes Amolek. Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Mekabel Luchos. You know, after this pasuk, Chor is never heard from again. He's never heard from again. The Marsha and our Gemara says, I hold. That's how Chazal knew that Chor was killed by the story of the Chet HaEgel. Vayar Aharon. What did Aharon see? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yom Ha'yavis, Am Rabbi Lazna, Ra Chor Shezabuach Lefanov. He saw Chor was geshachted. How did Chazal know that Chor was killed? Mechatesi. Where did this even come from? Says the Marsha, it's posh to me, because Chor is on fast track. Chor is this young prodigy who it looks like is going to become very, very famous. And you're going to probably hear so much about him throughout the Torah. Yet, after this Maisa, Mehernish Venein, he never does another thing. Said the Marsha Chazal, Shpar, must be something happened to him. What happened to him? He's probably the one that was killed. It was probably his death that triggered Aharon. Made perfect sense. Aharon and Chor. So if they killed Chor, oh, they're probably going to kill me. And that's what caused Aharon to get involved in the Chet HaEgel. So says the Marsha, you want to know, it's right around Agamar. How did Chazal know that Chor was killed? It's because here we start off, Chor has such a promising career. And then, all of a sudden, you never hear from Chor again. But the truth is that what we're saying is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not true. Chor is heard from again. In Parshas Vayakel, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor is the one that built the Mishkan. And the Chasam Sofer, in so many places in his Torah Moshe, he says, "Adover Niflo, I'm going to end with this hergish." And that is, Chor was Moisen Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He was Moisen Nefesh. He tried saving the nation. He tried getting in the way of the Jews. Don't go and build the eagle. And he got killed. And he was never heard from again. You know, you would think that if Chor was never heard from again, so okay, that's a career that, you know, could have, would have, should have been. But, you know, sometimes things like that happen. But Tzedek Sam Soifer, the Ebesh, the Blight, Meshultik. And because of the fact that Chor went, and Chor was Moise Nefesh, so Chor was repaid. You know where he was repaid? Betan Enakol. He had an Enakol, Betzalil ben Uri ben Chor. And the Chasam Sofer says, Hagaba Atzmecha. Betzalil was 13 years old when he built the Mishkan. And Chazal say, Yoideya hoya Betzalil etzarev chav beis oisir shaboy nivru shamayim varez. So the Chasam Sofer says, I'm asking you, where did this kid come from? You ever saw a 13-year-old kid that Yoideya etzarev chav beis oisir? Where did he come from, Poshet? As a chiddush v'na mensh. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. The Teretz says he was the Matan Tzchar for Chor. He was born on top of the mountain, literally, where Chor was. He came from Chor. He was literally a toitzah of the Mesiris Nefesh of Chor. While the Eivish, the Blight, and the Shuldig, and Oib Sadoa Chor, then if ultimately something's going to come from it, and it's not going to go to waste. You never heard from Chur. That's true. And through that Einikol, because his grandson is this superstar, Bezalel, who knew things that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And he was the one that was able to go ahead, and he was able to build the Mishkan. You know, one of the places that the Chasam Sofer says is Hergish. I mean, sometimes, like, the things that the Chasam Sofer says, Derech Agav, are just staggering. He says it in Parshas Beshalach. The Pasuk says, Vatikach Miriam Hanavi Achoysa Harin as Atoy Piyodah, Vatitzen Okola Noshmacher. Listen to this Chasam Sofer. It's not Shaykh what he says. Because everyone knows that the men were involved in the Chet Egel. The women not, right? They didn't want to give the jewelry. The women didn't play a role. He says, why not? He says, because who was the leader of the men? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was the leader of the women? Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu was gone. And that was what triggered the whole Chet Egel. So the men, the Scharim, didn't have their leader. They didn't have their leader. They were lost. What's going on over here? We need somebody to lead us. Oh, but the women had their leader. The Rebbetzin was there, the Rebbetzin Miriam. And because they had their Rebbetzin, they weren't following him. It's not Shaykh. He says, that's why they didn't play a role, because they weren't lost. They had the Meir Derech. They had their leader. So the Chasam Sofer talks away a Shvart, and he says, that's the reason that they went to Chur. The reason they went to Chur, because Chur was Miriam's son. And they made a Cheshbon. They said, if we can get Chur on our side, then maybe the women are going to stop listening so much to Miriam, because they're going to see, look at this, even Miriam's son is with us. And he says, that's why they went to Chur first, Ahar and Sek. That's what's going on over there. Abakapanim, the Chasam Sofer talked a lot about Chur. A lot about Chor. And that's the big nakuda that he said. He said, the Eibush the Blight in the Shuldik. And because of the fact that Chor stood up against the Chet Egel, he was oicha to an Enikol Betzal, not just an Enikol Betzal. Betzal who built the Mishkan. What was the tachas of the Mishkan? The tachas of the Mishkan was to be mechaper on the Chet Egel. That was the whole purpose of the Mishkan. It was something that he was oicha to. Because of his Mesiris Nefesh, his Mesiris Nefesh didn't go to waste. You know, the Velt says from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that, why is it that you find, you know, in the Baal Tshuva movement, we're in Torah Links, so in the Baal Tshuva movement, you see kids that grow up in such a secular environment, and all of a sudden they have this iris to suddenly do Tshuva. So the Chazon Ish said, because, you know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, there was a Haskalah. Abi, he said, and there were, you know, people that Nebuch, they were losing their children, left and right. Abi, Segevein, Babas, and Mamas, that when they used to light candles Friday night, they used to cry, Bechias. And he said, those Bechias didn't go to waste. And maybe it didn't work for their children because their children had Bechira. And if you have Bechira, you have Bechira. But 100 years later, there'll be a Kirov movement and their children is going to be the one on a university campus somewhere in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that's going to wake up and is going to decide that I want to do tshuva. Chur's Mesiris Nefesh manifested itself in Bezalel. Mesiris Nefesh never goes to waste. Sometimes we're zeichet to see it, sometimes we're not, but it doesn't go to waste. It could be dairus later. Of the Eibush to blight in the Shuldig. That's the lesson that we take away from the story of Chur.